We live in pretty crazy times. And I'm not talking about a virus. I'm talking about a modern global economy that is shifting all around us. An expanding government that is printing money and unemployment numbers that have not been seen in modern history. But what does this mean for us? I see it as an opportunity, a calling to solve the problems around us. It is my philosophy that in life, we always have a choice. You can stay down or get back up. But when you choose to get back up, you're choosing the path less traveled. The path where failure and growth are required and progression is the only outcome. Look, I'm no expert and I'm definitely not your guru. But join me as I learn what it takes to be a change maker, a leader, a visionary, an entrepreneur. My name is Ryan Peterson and welcome to Entrepreneurial Secrets. All right, everyone. Welcome back to Entrepreneurial Secrets. I'm very excited to have Michael Johnson with us today. And Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great. I'm super excited to have you here. For those of you who don't know Michael, he works on helping business owners with their mindset and really understanding what's going on there. Michael, actually, him and I connected probably only a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and it's been a lot of fun to see what you're doing and to kind of be involved and just talk with you and get to know you better. So I'm really, like I said, really excited to have you here.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And it has been fun. I feel like I told you the other day, we'd only met just recently, but I feel like I've known you forever just because we had a lot in common. And I really believe in the direction and the message that you're sharing. And so it's always fun to be able to work with like-minded people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's like I've said before, entrepreneurship is a very lonely journey. And so it's fun to meet other people in this kind of journey and collaborate and talk and see what's really going on and just hear the stories and advice. And that's really where I like to start these interviews is, where you kind of came from, how you got to where you're at. And if I'd love to hear your story of that.
Absolutely. Well, the strange part about it is that I, by initial trade, am a professional ballroom dancer. I competed on the ballroom dance circuit for 10 years as a professional, and before that, I competed at a high level as an amateur. And really, I started dancing when I was 5. My mother kind of decided she was going to dance, and so I ended up going with her because she didn't have the money to afford a babysitter. So they were college classes. She took me in. And sure enough, those college kids started treating me like I was one of the toys to play with in the class. And so by the time I was 10, I knew all the dances. And by the time I was 13, my mother, being the entrepreneur that she is, opened a studio and was having me teaching already. So I started teaching at a young age and have been kind of in that teaching coaching realm my entire life. And the goal was to be a champion ballroom dancer, and that was what I set out to do. And so I headed down that path and championships later, years later, I found myself judging a competition. And ironically, and I guess that's what happens, right? Reflection happens when you hit sort of your landmarks, and your milestones. And so I hit this milestone where I was judging this competition that was my first competition that I had ever danced at.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. And I was standing there in my penguin suit, and all of us were in our tuxedos and fancy gowns. And over to my left, I see couple of my mentors that I had trained with, and on my right were a couple of the newly crowned champions, and I'm looking out at the floor at this professional event with these poor young kids that are dancing professional and just hoping to get a mark. And I remember thinking, holy cow, this cannot be it. This is not it, right? This is not what I just spent my entire life working to achieve. Like, and not to say that there's anything wrong with it, but I just kind of had that moment where I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is not the epic epitome of what it was I thought I was shooting for. And it sort of sent me spiraling into this place where I was looking at, what the heck am I here for? What am I doing if this wasn't the end goal, if this wasn't the end all of what I was trying to accomplish? And I started looking back at my journey and realizing that I had delved into personal development about 15 years before that, because I needed it so bad in my ascension through the ballroom ranks and dancing as a professional athlete. And I delved in because I needed it myself. I needed to find a way to overcome my challenges and a way to overcome my internal blocks that were holding me back from finding success. And so I had delved in, and of course, you know, I wanted to learn how to do it well. So I got my certifications and I went on to learn how to be a life coach because I figured it would help me in teaching. And I started, in order to get the certifications, you have to actually practice it. Imagine that. They want you to actually have experience when they give you certifications. That's a novel idea. So right. Along the way, I was learning to do this with zero intention of it being my career. I was going to just be a dancer. And in the meantime, I had to, you know, run my own business. I was running my own things in the background. So, you know, you're getting this entrepreneurial journey because I had to do it. I had no choice. That's the life of an artist. You are your own entrepreneur. And so ultimately opened a studio. So I had a brick and mortar, or have a brick and mortar studio that I still have. And I call it my playground. It's where I get to go and play around and have fun when I'm not deep into the business side of things. And, you know, it's always fun to be able to turn on the music and go practice the art that you spent so much of your life learning to perfect. And so now, you know, I jumped in and just started working towards helping people. And I remember at one point early on, and I totally missed this. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but I totally missed it along the way. I was at Anthony Robbins seminar. And if you haven't been to one, they're absolutely wild. This is not what you think they're going to be at all.
Yeah.
And I, you know, everybody's making these massive changes. Everybody's, you know, doing great things for their world. I had dragged my mother along with me because she was the only one I could convince to go to this thing with me, because self-help was not cool. You know, it was a cool thing to do at that point in time. Heaven forbid I told anybody I was, you know, reading a self-help book. I got so much flack for that. But I leaned over to my mother watching Tony on stage, like I'm sure thousands of people did, right? I leaned over to my mother and I went, I'm going to do that. I'm going to help change thousands of people's lives. And she goes, yeah. Quiet. Let's listen. You know, like, leave me alone. You're a dancer. You're going to go on and be a professional dancer. Like,
of course. Yeah.
You know, so it's so that I look back at that moment and I go, man, that was the calling. And I totally missed it and I ignored it and I fought it. And yet at the same time, I dug in deep and I went, well, Anthony Robbins had to learn this from somewhere because he could not possibly be the first one that's doing this. And so I dug in and I found where his roots were. And I went and looked up his mentors and his coaches. And I started learning from them. And that's where I got my certifications from, actually, and from Tony. You know, he did his number of certifications. And but, you know, I love to go back to the source of things and figure out where it came from and what the roots of it are and how they all work. And so I did that. I went through that process of getting those mentors of the person that kind of spurred me into it. And little by little, just added more to my tool belt along the way. And then really a couple years ago, after, you know, getting secure with our brick and mortar dance studio, I started getting that hunger again and going, you know, that's when I hit that comp and I realized, man, something is missing. And so I dug deep in and started looking at where the problem was and used all those tools that I'd gained through all those years, except for a different purpose. Now it was about, what can I do to make more impact and what can I do to help people and use the skills that I've learned all these years and do it on a much larger larger scale. And so we started our podcast and started delving into the realm of digital marketing. And luckily, you know, it paid off because, you know, you had this whole pandemic thing that sort of, you know, destroyed everybody. And it's been a challenge for the poor dance world. Those poor artists are suffering big time because of it. You know, how do you run a dance studio when you can't get within 6 feet of each other? You know, yeah. It's a bit of a challenge. So, you know, it's paid off for us. And now, you know, I get to do both of the things that I love, which is to help people improve their lives, overcome their internal blocks. And I get to still dance when I want to. And that's really cool, too.
That sounds great. I mean, with COVID and the pandemic that's going on, that's got to be tough to run a dance studio, I can imagine. But the things you have going on, you know, like you said, in the background and whatnot are just sound amazing, especially, I mean, I wouldn't even say that's background. I mean, I know you have a five-day business mindset set workshop that I want to definitely get into and talk about here in just a moment.
Sure.
But you have some amazing things going on, and that's quite an incredible journey to go from, you know, where you were as a professional dancer to where you are now. I don't hear many people who say I came from the dance world into this kind of entrepreneur world. You know, it's not a normal transition, I think, for most dancers. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, though, but is that kind of what you see as well?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's because what usually happens is you know, these artists, whether they're dancers, musicians, painters, you know, they're in love with their craft and they're in love with the art of what they do. And I think sometimes they think that the business side of it or the entrepreneurial side of it might be separate from them. And that's unfortunate that they do, but little by little, they're starting to learn. And, you know, and that's partially why I love working with entrepreneurs, is because I know these artists, you know, we can call them struggling artists. At some point they get that call from the entrepreneurial world going, well, maybe you should do that, because yes, you're a starving artist, right? But you don't have to be a starving artist. You could actually monetize that. And I think a lot of times the world kind of puts that flavor on being an artist is, oh, well, you'll be a starving artist. Well, that's not actually true. It's just, you know, you have to learn how to run a business and how to manage it and what you can do. And whether it be with artists or whether it be with entrepreneurs that are struggling or those entrepreneurs that did what I did, which is get to that end goal and they're going, yeah, I'm making it. I got it all put together. And oh my gosh, this can't be it.
Yep.
You know, yep. But they all seem to have one thing in common, and that is that there are internal blocks that are holding them back from being able to progress to the next thing. And most of the time, those internal blocks are not things our subconscious is actually telling our conscious mind. And that gets really hard, because your conscious mind going, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And your subconscious is going, yep, well, we got here to this point using our tools that we have. So no, we're not going to let you change those tools, because that would be crazy, right?
Yeah.
So it's a rough thing to go in and identify those core challenges for most people, because if they did, they would have to admit that the thing that got them to the point that they're at might not actually be serving them in the best possible way. And that's a little bit of a process, you know? And so to be able to go through and identify that, take care of those challenges, really allows people to just amp up their world. And sometimes I say, like, it turbo blasts your life and your business, because all of a sudden it's like the floodgates open and it just frees you up to do so much more.
Yeah. Yep. I think I had an amazing conversation with Gabe Schillinger. Spoke at Funnel Hacking Live. And for those of you who don't know who he is, he worked in the Beats industry. So he was a, you know, quote unquote starving artist for a long time.
Right.
And working on his craft, and he was found himself, you know, in his early 30s, I believe he said, still living at home in his dad's basement, making beats, trying to get like, and he had had some beats that had some success and he had made some money, but he realized this can't be it. Like everyone else in his same shoes who loved making music, loved making beats, not beats the headphones, like beats that musicians use. They weren't, it was so small of a chance that he was going to make it to some big producer one day that was doing amazing things. And he said, I need to shift, you know, yeah. I need to take my art that I love and I have a passion for, and I need to shift and figure out a way to really make a living off this and make something, not just a living, but a something that I can use as a, to fuel this passion. And so for you to not just in the dance world, but with mindset and business, to have gone to a Tony Robbins event, you know, and say, hey, I want to do that. Most people, I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong here too, but most people I'm sure would laugh at that concept.
Well, my own mother did. So, I mean,
like, yeah,
you know, it wasn't what I was bred for. I was bred to be a championship ballroom dancer. I mean, like when I first turned pro, I was able to go in and get into a studio with the world champions, the current world champions of the thing I was doing. And so I was, you know, I was born and raised to do that. And so yeah. To think that I could go and do and be in a different industry to affect people in this way. Yeah. A lot of people would laugh at that and say, that's ridiculous. And yet now looking back at it, you go, yeah, everything that I did on my journey to learn and understand how people use their emotions and to be able to transfer that to another human and get them to understand how to do and execute their emotions and manage them on a regular mm-hmm. basis. You know, emotions are at the core of what we do. And so many instances, having to teach dancers to do it was massively important because they had to learn to be authentic. And if they weren't authentic on the floor, the audience didn't like them, the judges didn't like them, and they didn't get marked.
Yep.
And so, you know, it affected their ability to progress through their ranks. And when I started taking that and teaching it to the salesmen at car dealerships that hired me to go and teach them how to sell better, and you wouldn't think that that was the case, but I had some great opportunities to do stuff like that and get in and work with sales teams and get in work with coaching companies and teach their coaches how to coach better, teach their salespeople how to sell better. And it always starts with being able to understand how to do your emotions better, because what happens from that is you can be authentic. You can actually come back out of that situation and be authentic. And this was, you know, for your audience, I'm sure they're here because of the fact that you are as authentic as you are. And that was one of the things that was something that I was drawn to when I started listening to you and listening to the podcast, is that I listened and I went, this guy is real. He's the real deal. And that's what we're drawn to. And so many times people are not having their success because they haven't learned to manage how they feel about themselves. So therefore they cannot actually have the emotional authenticity that is needed in order to sell their thing, in order to sell thing that they're trying to influence the world with. And that's huge, you know, and you take that all the way from teaching a dancer how to be authentic on the floor where they don't get to speak. I mean, this is huge. And taking that all the way into a business sale when somebody's doing a VSL or they're trying to get their next webinar put together and they're coming back to me and going, well, why didn't my webinar sell? And I go, well, can I have a video so I can watch that? And then I go, well, because nobody's going to believe you. The words you're saying are great. The slides you have are good. And this is why a lot of people like to do just the slides where they can't see them because they can hide in the background and their authenticity actually doesn't show through. And, but if you can do it the other way, then all of a sudden now people can see you. They can actually go, yeah, you know what? I don't know what he just said, but I believe him. And that's it. And it's amazing to me. The body language, you know, it speaks louder than words. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yes, 100% believe that it's amazing how body language communicates so much more of an emotion, I think, than any words you can use. Even the influx in your voice, but that body language communicates huge emotion. And I don't think people understand that enough. So I like to have someone, you know, like yourself, understanding that, teaching that is huge, is a very much needed skill, I think, in today, especially in the internet age that we live, where people think they can hide behind the screen. It's not that easy when we really break it down.
I think people are starting to recognize that after all this quarantine stuff, is that, yeah, it was kind of fun for the first little bit where you could hide behind the scenes. But everybody's starting to realize that if you don't actually step up and get seen, then you're missing a whole element that we usually fill in because we are having day-to-day actions with each other. We're actually getting to see each other live. But when we don't get to do that, all of a sudden, you know, hiding behind the screen doesn't sound as good. It's not as attractive as maybe it was before, you know? And I think it's just going to get more and more, you know. Video already is proven through YouTube and Facebook Lives and, you know, all of the different things like TikTok and as I understand, even LinkedIn is trying to have a video element that they're bringing to play eventually. But, you know, everything's heading towards video because if, heaven forbid, we have to get quarantined again or we get locked in again, everybody wants to be able to be seen and be able to be heard by being seen, which is really interesting.
Yep. Yeah. No, I really couldn't agree more. You know, now we talked briefly before we hopped on here about your 5-day business mindset workshop, and I would love to get into that. Like, I know it's coming up. Let's see, not this week, I guess, depends on when you're listening to this podcast. But if I remember correctly, you said that it is on the week of the 27th through the 31st of July.
Yep, that's right. It's it starts bright and early. Well, not really, but it'll be on the 27th. And we're going to get in and we're going to do some really great stuff. We're calling our 5-day business mindset workshop. And it's really all about creating a place where entrepreneurs can really come in and work on their mindset in a actual formatted way with the blueprint. You know, we like, as entrepreneurs, we like frameworks. We like steps, like tell me what to do and I'll do it because, you know, we committed to this game that we're playing and we want to get in and we want to do it. So, you know, when you get a lot of these gurus out there and I respect all of them, you know, a lot of them I follow and I do what they say when it comes to my Facebook ads, when it comes to my, you know, funnel building, when it comes to my offer creation or my Dream 100 work, you know, I do what they say. But the thing is they all know that mindset is so important, so much so that they are all, which is a good indication, they're all hiring their own personal coaches to work on their mindset. And that's why they're talking about mindset, because they're excited about it. And they're going, yeah, this is so important. You got to have your coach. You got to have mindset training because don't get to hear and feel like we feel. And that's the part that they leave out. It's sort of a presupposition in it is, well, why are you working with a mindset coach? Well, because we want to take it to the next level. And that's the typical response. And that is indeed true. We do want to take it to the next level. That's always the reason why you have a coach, whether it's in basketball or personal development. And the other side of it that is also true is something was wrong. Something wasn't right. Yep. And it's not that the world was crashing down or that everything was horrible, but something wasn't right. Something didn't sit congruent inside our soul. And so we went and got ourselves a coach so we could kick it up to the next level and obliterate any of the challenges that were holding us back. And that way we can excel. So they're all talking about it. But because it's not their proficiency, sometimes they lead us a little bit astray. Sometimes they're teaching things that are regurgitated concepts. And most of the time, they don't actually give you strategies or, sorry, tactics. Mm-hmm. Plenty of strategies.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give you the tactics to actually go in and do that. So, you know, the 5-day mindset workshop is all about coming in. We're gonna introduce the blueprint and the framework for how you can identify your core challenge, how you can figure out what your resources are, and how you can actually go in and create solutions for overcoming those things. And like our fearless leaders all tell us, you know, lead with value, show them the secret sauce, bring them in and give them a great experience, and then maybe if I do a good job, maybe they'll work with me someday in the future, and that would be cool, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe in it. I believe in the idea. I believe in the concept.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I really believe in that concept as well. And I think it's truly important. I don't think a lot of people understand how mindset plays into your business. And you do. You hear so many people out in, especially this space that we're in, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, you need a better mindset. You know, yeah. If you can change your mindset, you can change your future, yada, yada, yada. And you hear that talk constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And it does get, what's the word? I don't want to use the word annoying, but it gets repetitive.
Yes.
And it almost as clear as mud, you know, not clear as to how do I do that? Like, how do I change my mindset? You know, like you start sitting there and you're like, well, man, my mindset's bad. I'm not doing what I know I can do. So my mindset must be bad, but how do I do that? And then we almost get hung up on details that I think could easily be avoided when we understand the simple principles that mindset really is. And I think you've really hit on what those principles are when I've been talking to you. I mean, I could honestly spend probably all day sitting here talking with you about a lot of those principles, and I would love to do that. But, you know, we don't have time for that. I know that you have this 5-day business mindset workshop that really is going to go high level and then deep into those tactics, which I hope everyone goes and registers for.
Awesome. I do too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, the great part about it is that there's a low entry level for them to come. You can't get much lower than free. And the challenge with free, and my mentors have always said this, whether it be in business or whether it be in dance, you pay attention to what you pay for. And that's always the fear of bringing some of these things out free on the front end, is that, you know, I've put together 20 years worth of education and work, whether it was on myself or even teaching this stuff to other people, put it together in a ridiculously awesome framework that's going to save them 20 years. And we are giving it away for free because we want them to see that it's the real deal, that it can really indeed change their thing. But here's the thing. I know that if they come and they actually address and start to retool one of their core challenges, even if it wasn't the absolute core challenge, even if they blocked me out a little bit and said, well, I'm not going to trust you 100%, but I'm going to take care of one of these other challenges, well, then it would be 10,000 times worth coming for free. You know, you just can't go wrong. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. And, you know, I hear that I'm pretty entertaining, so I guess that's a good thing.
you're very entertaining. I've enjoyed every one of our conversations. So
we'll have a good time for sure. I think we'll have a great time, and we'll learn a lot, and we will make sure that they can, you know, gosh, if at the very least they could identify their core challenge, which we're going to do by the second day. You know, if we can just identify your challenge, sometimes, like we said earlier, you know, your subconscious doesn't always talk to your conscious mind because it's afraid you're going to change that thing.
Yeah. Yep. I couldn't agree more there. Where can people go to sign up and register?
Well, you can go to marketingyourmind.com. So that's pretty easy. Marketing Your Mind. We like the idea, the concept of marketing your mind. And so I leaned into that a while back, and love this idea that that we do all this marketing for other people to sell mm-hmm. our product, to sell our thing. And I think it really does start internally. We've got to market our own mind. We've got to market ourselves, because if we can really get to the heart of what we believe, then we can be authentic. We can actually have some massive success selling our stuff to the world that's going to impact the world. But we got to start with us first.
Yeah. Yep. No, I couldn't agree more on the concept of marketing your mind. It's, you know, if you can't learn to sell yourself, how are you going to sell your product?
That's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
So that is great. Marketingyourmind.com. Everyone go register. This is going to be an awesome workshop, especially if you can get access to Michael for free for 5 days to really go over what might be, you know, like you said, your biggest roadblock in your business, which you talk about on day two, which is great, because if you can get that roadblock, you know, identified early, I'm sure I can't even imagine what the next 3 days are going to look like. So
it's crazy. We have some awesome stuff planned. We're excited.
That's great. Well, Michael, seriously, thank you so much. It's been a ton of fun to have you on the show. And again, just thank you. Where else, besides marketingyourmind.com, where else can people learn a little more about you?
Well, they can always find us at magicforlife.com. That's magic with a J. And there's fun stories behind that. Someday you'll hear them. And so magicforlife.com, they can find all the stuff we're up to. We do have a podcast called Magic for Life, and you can find that on all of the outlets, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we're even on YouTube if you like YouTube best. So Magic for Life.
Great. Thank you, Michael, so much. Appreciate having you on today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, wasn't that great? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something of value out of today's episode. I recently reached out to a number of marketing and sales experts to see what they were doing to be in the top 1% of entrepreneurs. Now, a lot of them got back to me, and I was able to interview them and ask them what secrets and strategies they were using in their business. A lot of these entrepreneurs are doing 7 figures a year and really know their stuff. The responses I received were astonishing. In fact, they were so mind-blowing that I decided to turn my video interviews with them into a free virtual summit. If you want to watch the summit for free and learn what strategies the top 1% of entrepreneurs are using to market and sell their products, then head over to 1%summit.com. Again, that is 1%summit.com to get your free ticket to the virtual summit.